Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Looks like, according to a new poll, Republicans seem to be a lot more enthusiastic about Donald Trump than Democrats are about Joe Biden. I'm not really surprised about that at all. But it's still going to be an uphill climb, everybody. There's no doubt about that. It is not an easy thing, to be sure. And that's why we got to keep getting the word out. We got to keep preaching it. And that's exactly what we're going to keep doing here on the show. Welcome, everybody. It is the Thursday edition. Hour number 3 now underway. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. If you have a question or comment for us this morning, for Denise Simon, of course, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we have so many more things to tell you about and talk about this morning. So, yes, let's go right over and bring in Denise Simon again this morning. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
You know, I want to share something with you here just real quick. We got a really nice quote earlier. This came in via Facebook. This is from Angie. And she talks about, she's listening on AM 860. She said there was a little trouble getting the show recently. And yes, we know that there was a technical issue the other night, but the great engineer and engineers at AM 860, they got all fixed up, and we're really appreciative of that because we swing into action whenever something's going wrong. But she says, however, I really enjoy your show. And I wait for it to come on. And she talks about when the feed was corrected the other night. She says, I thoroughly enjoy your show. I love your music selections. And she says, get this, Denise. She says, and Denise Simon is so very interesting. Keep up the good work, Kyle.
Oh,
yeah, isn't, I wanted to share that with you. Absolutely. And isn't that really something, Denise? I really.
Yeah. In the days of where we are today, you. Compliments are hard to come by, so thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Indeed. So that comes from Angie. She's listening to AM 860. And also James from 710 KNUS, he sent this in over the break. And he says, I love this message, by the way. He says, feel free to quote me, build the wall, not another Walmart. So, I love
Touché.
It. You got it right, James. That's exactly, I think that's how a lot of people are feeling right now. But, of course, Denise, we've got so many things happening to talk about. We understand that they've recovered two bodies so far, at least as far as I know, from this bridge disaster in Baltimore, two of those workers that were on the bridge at the time. Mm-hmm. They're looking at, you know, why this ship lost power, and some are saying there could have been contamination in the fuel. Are you hearing the same thing?
I've heard some snippets of that, yes, and that actually comes from one of the workers at the fuel depot, I guess, there. So I think he was the one that put that out. So, I mean, there's certainly a chance that could have some impact. During the NTSB briefing last night, they actually brought that up and said that would certainly be one of the things that they would look at. With that topic, when our naval ships go into foreign ports, we go into foreign ports that we have prior agreements with and that we have dominion over the fuel that we take in. In other words, we're just not, if we land in a Yemen port, not that we would, but if we did, we it's almost like we stockpile our own fuel there because we're not going to trust another country's fuel. So some of that's for the very reason that we're having this discussion about tainted fuel that could possibly have been in the Dolly.
Mm-hmm. Well, and by the same token, too, I remember a documentary many years ago about Air Force One, and they mm-hmm. also pre-positioned the fuel. They tested
yes.
it. It's all
yes.
sealed
yes.
Because, yeah, they can't just – there's not a fuel truck doesn't pull up to Air Force One and pump fuel into it.
Precisely.
Exactly. Yeah, for that very reason. Yeah. And you have to be so very careful. But in this particular case, could have one of these engineers were saying, well, it could have gummed up. You know, it's kind of like your car. I mean, if your fuel filter
right.
gets clogged up, it's going to stop. You know, the engine's not going to be able to go.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, obviously, now, wasn't it, I think I saw, too, that Janet Yellen had to try to walk back.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned
yeah.
that. Because Biden comes out and says the federal government, will pick up the cost of, damage and rebuilding the bridge, which is a false statement. That tells you that there is virtually nobody in this White House that has a concept of how things operate in something like this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Janet Yellen came out with, no. The infrastructure bill that got passed does not have anything to do with this bridge. It might have something to do with other bridges that are what they call classified as satisfactory, and this one was only classified as satisfactory, but not for the entire exposure on this particular bridge. And that's because these cargo ships, these container ships, have to be insured. And so it has come out that the insurance companies that are attached to or part of Lloyd's of London are on the hook. And that also includes, so the mayor of Baltimore may want to know this,
mm-hmm.
but that also includes what is known as lost wages.
Indeed.
So it's not like these people are going to be out of a paycheck, because they're not. And they estimate just for the bridge alone could be $1.2 billion.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Well, stay right there, Denise. Folks, we're coming right back. Much more with Denise Simon. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
We continue through the program this morning, everybody. Going across your overnights throughout America. We have a lot more to tell you about, a lot more to talk about. 949-822-7959 is the number. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You're off and running from there. And one of the things that I've been thinking about here as well is RFK Jr. has announced his vice presidential candidate pick. And we've got Denise Simon, of course, with us this morning from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Denise, what does this pick tell us? And is RFK thinking he's going to go all the way with this election, or is he in spoiler mode here?
Well, I don't think that he's running to lose. I mean, he's running to win, but he's only, so far, he's only on one state ballot, so he's got a long way to go.
Indeed. Well, and of course, obviously, this is a relatively unknown person that he's chosen, Ms. Shanahan. Which I understand. I think this goes to kind of the vibe of the campaign. You know, it's different. It's not the same. But if he had, for lack of a better term, a well-known name or a heavy hitter, obviously that would have improved his chances, one would think.
Well, first of all, the Super Bowl ad that played, she paid for.
Interesting.
So,
okay.
Yeah. She is the ex-wife of one of the Google founders, so she's absolutely loaded with money. I don't know what that settlement was, but nonetheless, apparently she's
good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably pretty good. But I will say that I think some part and parcel of the reason that he chose her is that she, one, is much younger So there's an appeal there to another voting block.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I listened to piece parts of his announcement. I didn't hear the whole thing. And I will tell you that, interestingly enough, the man is passionate enough that he didn't really need any notes to speak. He spoke from the heart. And I will say that's somewhat refreshing. And a lot of things that he said were right and eloquent. But that's not all that he's certainly about here. And I did not get a chance to hear necessarily what she had to say. So I can't really speak to what her positions are. But she is progressive. I will tell you that. And there are certain little pieces that we can agree with both of them. But bigger still, I think that he is a shot across the bow to the Biden campaign. And if they're freaked out and worried, then you know that there's reason to be. Now, we're hearing that Obama now calls into the White House pretty much every day, talking to anybody that will take his phone call, very worried about Biden's reelection. And this is how it's happening. Mm-hmm. Well, if he calls in pretty much every day and talks to people in the White House, that's very interesting to me because that's not where the campaign's supposed to be operating. So, my, you know what I'm saying? And so I got a telephone call from a friend yesterday who watches this stuff very carefully, and she said, you know about these telephone calls that Obama is worried, and he's calling in to not only talk to Biden, but to other people in this White House. Well, the other people in the White House would be people like Susan Rice and former czars and so forth and so on that were in his administration. I said, after the first phone call, he's not calling in because they're worried. They're calling in because they're plotting.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a distinct difference. You know, they would say, what are you worried about? Okay, that's what you're worried about. Now, how do we fix it? So the plotting is happening. So fair warning, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, yeah, I understand why Obama would be concerned. I don't think there's a whole lot of, respect, I think, that Obama might have for Biden. Just I have this feeling. I don't think he really sees him as being, top tier in that regard, to him, basically. Obviously, the Democrats know that they're going to latch on to a particular topic. It's probably going to be abortion in some way, and they're going to try to do what they always do, and that is make this like a one-issue type election and try to make people forget about all these other things that would typically drive an election, like prices and the economy and foreign policy and stuff like that.
Well, we have a yin and a yang situation here. Whatever the Democrats are going to do, the Republican operations will do the exact opposite. I think that the Republican operations have a whole lot more material that they can use in their favor. Not to be, attack ads, but truthful ads.
Right.
If you understand what I'm saying, is that, we are in trouble when it comes to oil. We are in trouble when it comes to foreign policy. We are in trouble when it comes to education. We are in trouble. So it's not necessarily that it has to be a negative ad or an attack ad, but more, a truthful situation, and then what the plans are. And, you know, one of them is absolutely going to be education. Another is absolutely going to be the border. Another is going to be government spending, and rightly so, the debt. And, there's a lot of material here that's legitimate, but I would also say that Trump himself has an opportunity to go into an awful lot of these states/neighborhoods, and the voters of Illinois or Chicago are inviting Trump Trump needs to go there.
Right.
There are places in New York. Trump needs to go there. He's not afraid to go into the belly of the beast. So, dude, you got an invitation. Yeah. Go.
Go there. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, you're right. And part of what you're just talking about, the idea of these truthful ads, you know, because they will line up with what people see when they open their front door. You know, all they got to do is look out their window and it's all going to get confirmed. Whether it's the border, the economy, whatever, and you see, and the Biden administration will have a really hard time countering that. I mean, they can just say, you know, the opposite, but people are going to say, but that sounds like you're not telling me the truth at this point, because with my own eyes, I can see what's happening in the big world.
Well, and a lot of this comes down to law and order, and I think that, you know, as I said yesterday on the show, that, you know, part of the Trump administration was dealing with law and order, and towards the end of the of his administration, he dropped it for whatever reason. I think he needs to pick up that baton and run with it again, because we lose officer the New York police officer Diller day before yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That into itself should be, you know, I don't want to exploit that. But nonetheless, that is a colossal example of the lack of law and order. Now we're seeing what a lot of the crimes that these illegals are causing and what they're doing with, you know, innocent people. The subway systems, you know, what's happening. So there's a lot of material. And I don't want to exploit the badness. It's just that he needs to say we recognize that it is, you know, we're a country in despair here. We recognize it for all of these reasons. And the achievements of the Trump administration were A, B, C, D, and E. He needs to be very remindful, if that's a word, remindful.
I like it. Yeah. I get it. It
of
works.
What
yeah.
He achieved during his term, in spite of all things Russiagate and two impeachments, and say that our work was not done. That's why he was so upset at how the election turned out. So now he has a chance to finish it, and let's all finish it together. So he has a good chance of putting the right kind of message out there.
Indeed. Very well said. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there because we are coming right back, everybody. 949-822-7959 if you want to talk to Denise, have a question or comment. We are coming right back, everybody, as we roll along the Thursday edition.
Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Maryland Governor Wes Morris provided an update on the investigation into the cargo ship that plowed into the Key Bridge in Baltimore, causing it to collapse.
There's not much infrastructure that can take on that grunt level of force, so we have to be able to look into it. And all indications as of right now are showing that this was not terrorism nor any form of nefarious intent.
Wednesday, the NTSB boarded the ship to gather what they call perishable evidence. A Texas law granting police the authority to detain individuals suspected of unlawfully crossing the border remains suspended. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans has affirmed a prior ruling deeming SB 4 unconstitutional. Donald Trump has extended a warm reception to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s entrance into the presidential race. In a post on Truth Social, Trump expressed his hope that Kennedy's candidacy will draw votes away from President Biden. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
So driver Ron in Denver, I want to give you a shout out this morning. Thank you very much for your kind message earlier. And I do appreciate what you're saying. Absolutely. And once again, folks, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You'll be off and running from there. And, you know, we got another great question that came in via the website. And this is from Uncle Rick. And let's go ahead and bring Denise Simon back in. Denise, Uncle Rick is, and by Denise, by the way, folks, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And Denise, Uncle Rick, listening to 9:30 a.m. WLSS, is asking us, who or what is to blame for the end of Yeltsin's era? He says it looked like Russia was welcome to Western Europe rather than, quote, enemy, unquote. Well, that's a really good historical perspective question. What do you think?
I'm not sure I know how to answer that. Yeltsin was quite the corrupt type. But I think if you do a hard study on Putin himself, he ingratiated himself with Yeltsin. And Putin used some very interesting KGB tactics within his own ranks. And so that's, I think, part and parcel of what was necessarily going on there. I looked at a couple of documentaries 2-3 months ago, and I'm going to get some of this wrong, but it was very interesting to really see Putin's rise to power And, you know, he ingratiated himself to Yeltsin, and Yeltsin made these recommendations. So I think that is part and parcel of maybe the answer to that question. I can't.
Well, no, I appreciate it very much. You know, I actually had a professor back at the time when the wall was coming down and everything. I remember that day when the wall was coming down. And he's actually from Estonia. And we had a lot of great conversations. I learned a lot, of course. He was very active in Estonian politics. But one of his ideas was that, you know, things don't change overnight. You know, you can't go from being the Soviet Union and collapsing, essentially, and then suddenly becoming this, you know, sort of normalized, for lack of a better term, sort of country. And Yeltsin also maybe not wasn't really equipped to sort of shepherd all of that, you know, because of the way things sort of degraded.
Well, that was before, he was before all of that.
Yeah.
I think, you know, that all happened really in the Gorbachev, in post-Gorbachev
right.
time.
Right. But the idea, of course, is that, you know, you have all this other corruption that's there to begin
and
with.
And still there.
Yeah, exactly. And it was just, you know, you can't expect everything to suddenly, I mean, they're not going to start producing. I had another great professor long ago who said, you know, he had actually visited Russia back in the day. He says, I don't know, these people, and this really dates it, by the way, Denise, says, you know, these people can't make a VCR that anybody wants to buy. You know, he was very, very concerned, or, you know, about whether or not Russia could compete in the real world in that sense.
China steals almost everything that we invent, that we create, and they do it for their own benefit. They've been doing it for decades and decades. Don't think that they don't share with their friends, or that even Russia, or at the time the Soviet Union, wouldn't have gone and stolen what China stole from us.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to the telephone lines. Line one, we got Neil in Henderson, Nevada. Good morning, Neil. Do you have a question or comment for Denise this morning?
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Hi.
Corruption. I love it. Biden's coming up in the polls. You know, he's at 45% approval rating now? that's what the pollsters are telling us. You got to love it. Let me move on to the point I want to make. I was reading an article today about an Air National Guardsman who pleaded guilty about 2 or 3 weeks ago in Boston to violating the Espionage Act.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, his name is Jack Teixeira, 22 years old, Air National Guardsman.
Mm-hmm.
Pleaded guilty. They expect him to be sentenced to 11 to 16 years prison sentence. Our honorable, honest president, Biden, when he was back in 77 and moving forward, when he was a senator, vice president, how many sensitive, highly sensitive, classified documents did he keep in his possession?
Mm-hmm.
And what did he get? He got an ice cream cone. Okay?
Yeah. Chocolate ice cream.
I mean, yeah. Is it, get an ice cream cone with sprinkles on. Is it ridiculous or what? You know, I mean, come on. I mean, this country has devolved into what? Can only hope for the best. And I'll leave it at that.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I think you've made a great point, Neil. Absolutely. And, Denise, if you have classified documents, it just depends, I guess. But, Neil, we appreciate the call very much. Take care. That's Neil in Henderson, Nevada, of course.
To kind of pick up the baton on that, I would take a long look at a fellow by the name of Jonathan Pollard. Jonathan Pollard they labeled him as a Cold War spy. He was an Israeli. And he was arrested in 1995 and charged with espionage. He spent 30 years in a U.S. prison until I think he was released under the Trump administration. I don't know that we know all the facts on that one, but he was really a, because Israel is a friend, I'm not sure that I know what part of espionage that he was charged with, but even if it was classified document, he got 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of a big difference.
Yeah.
Well, let's head over to line two. We got Backgammon Bob this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob. You're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning, Denise. Kyle. Can we survive the 10.5 months until the January inauguration?
222 days or something we got.
And then you got the transition. I mean, you're
not just the election. We have to survive till the inauguration. The states have to do something now. Ignore the federal government. If Congress won't impeach Biden, then we have to do something else. Why they cite the Constitution when they – why cite the Constitution? That they just ignored. The DOJ is in their pocket, and the rule of law is no longer valid. Absolute power corrupts, and that's what's happened. Absolute power is corrupt. Well, I also want to say one thing else. We need to pull back from all these overseas things, and we need to save our own country from the interior because it's going to collapse on the interior if we're not careful.
All right. Well, good points. Good points indeed. And, Denise, I guess to Backgammon Bob's first question there, we have to survive. I mean, there's no other option. Failure's not an option, as they say over at NASA.
We had a former Supreme Court Justice, Stevens, and he came out here and several times, and he has said that he's proposed six amendments that he wants to change the Constitution. He basically said, we are operating with a Constitution that nobody wants.
Wow.
So, well... that's not a true statement. Nobody? I mean, who's in that nobody word?
It means it's not going the way I want it to go, so we need to toss this.
White House that doesn't like it.
Yeah, that's really true. That's really true, yeah. And it's very unfortunate because this is the kind of thing, like we were talking about Lieberman earlier, this is the kind of thing where you can't have legitimate disagreements and you can't work it out, and you can't actually get to the common ground that is the Constitution. You know, now it's all or nothing.
The other day I interviewed Craig Shirley, who has written several books, I think three on Reagan, and his most recent one just came out called In Search of Reagan. Really quite the fascinating interview. But, you know, Reagan will tell you... The most scary words are that I'm with the federal government. I'm here to help.
That's right.
Well, they're not. Trust me.
Denise Simon, founderscode.com is the website. Great stuff this morning, as always, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Denise Simon, everybody. Folks, we're going to come right back, and we've got Chris Markowski. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle One.
The deception will stop.
So they say that in the report in Baltimore that they have at least about 140,000 jobs that are part of that whole operation. The port is closed, of course, until further notice. We don't know exactly how long that means. Hopefully it's not going to be very long, but there are definite economic issues at play here. The longer that this port, of course, is shut down or everything has to be rerouted. And folks, it's really good that we've got Chris Markowski on the line this morning to help us figure all this stuff out. By the way, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And yes, so we're going to be talking with Chris Markowski here. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can go over there. You can find out all about Chris's radio program, his podcasts, and much more. And, of course, you can also hear him right here on AM 860 The Answer. So good morning, Chris Markowski.
Good morning.
All right. Well, as you might have just heard me saying there, obviously, you know, this port is going to be shut down for a time. And the cost, of course, is just going to be enormous. I mean, I've seen one estimate about $15 million a day in economic activity. All that comes to a screeching halt. And how does this play out ultimately, do you think?
Well, I mean, without a doubt, it's going to affect that area in Baltimore. You're going to see a lot of that activity shift to other ports. The ships are going to keep coming in. They're just going to have to be diverted to other places. And obviously, without a doubt, that's going to do significant damage to those workers there locally. They're probably going to have to try to get them to help out or work somewhere else. There's going to be some issues that are going to be involved, and people are going to be on furloughs. So, yeah, without a doubt, there's going to be an effect to this, but I'm fully confident that a lot of that traffic will be diverted to other places.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, the idea, they'd have to clear out all this stuff, and then they've got to redesign, I would suppose, obviously redesign and plan for a new bridge. Pete Buttigieg said the last one took 5 years to build. Obviously, you could try to fast-track something, but until that's there, I suppose they could open the port much faster than they could, try to start building a new bridge, though.
Yeah, well, without a doubt, I think that would be the first order of business. Is probably going to be to obviously clear out all of the debris, and you're going to have to do that first. And who knows if they're going to go bridge route or a tunnel route? I don't know. But it's going to take a lot less time to clear that out than it is to obviously build a new bridge. They did do a fairly good job, and that's obviously, this is a more complex situation. In Philadelphia when there was the fire not too long ago.
Right, and indeed. But, of course, as we look at that, that's going to be an unfolding issue now for the foreseeable future here. And once again, Americans are looking, obviously, at inflation. They're looking at, again, these interest rates. And it's the day-to-day sort of, market, watching the market here or watching the Fed, as it were. And now you've got a Federal Reserve Governor Christopher Waller on Wednesday saying that there's no rush to cut the rates because inflation seems to be sticky. I mean, I guess come back tomorrow, well, they'll say something else, right?
Like I said, they all have their opinions. I can't remember whether or not Waller or not is a voting member. The Fed can't do much when it comes to inflation. I did a lengthy podcast yesterday talking about this and where we're at. And the Fed continues to print money because the government continues to spend money. The Fed could raise rates much, much higher, and it doesn't make much of a difference. It's going to make a difference in our pockets because, guess what, we as taxpayers are going to be spending more in interest payments on the money that our government continues to borrow. And we'll just go further and further into debt. Money was debased a long time ago, and they're continuing to debase the currency. And that's the people in Washington, D.C. So, I've thrown my hands up in the air. You can continue to watch all this. You can talk about inflation till you're blue in the face. You can say, we had low inflation for a period of time. The reality is we shouldn't have any inflation. It shouldn't happen. And the only reason why it does happen is because we continue to increase the money supply. 20%, 25% of the money supply, the money that's out there was created post-COVID. And this is both Donald Trump and this is both, Joe Biden, and even prior to this as well, the president's added to it. It's just the amount of money that our government continues to print and spend. So if you think inflation is going away, you think your grocery bills are coming down, you think the Fed can fix it, you're wrong. And you can look no further than both the Democrats and Republicans in Washington, D.C. that, really don't care. They're going to continue to borrow and spend and print money.
Well, I appreciate so much of what you're saying because, we had a great call the other night from Marion St. Pete, and she was sort of reiterating the fact that, our money doesn't seem to be backed by anything. And just like you're saying, this money is created. It's I hate to use the word fiat currency, but that's a de facto fiat currency, right?
Well, money is supposed to be a unit of measurement. It's interesting that Congress and the Constitution provides for the government to actually, be in charge of that. And, it's in the same place in the Constitutions where they also talk about how the government's supposed to be in charge of the measurements. And that's what money is. Money is supposed to be a measurement tool. And, we've lost Over the past, the past 4 years, we've lost over 20% of the value of the money that we make. So unless you're making 20% more than you did a few years ago, you're going backwards. Or you could say, hey, you know what? I'm doing well, and I got 20% raise over the making 20% more than I was 4 years ago. You're running to stand still because you're not getting anywhere, and that's the feeling. Yeah, that's why you take a look at the happiness polls globally, and we're now 23rd, 24th in the world. And look no further than the people that you vote for. And I would encourage people to say, oh, it's I'm on this team or on that team. It's both sides. Nobody is willing to cut spending. Everybody, we got to spend more on the military. Nope, we got to spend more on this. Oh, we got to spend more on that. And there's no balancing of any budget. Biden talks about, the federal government's going to pay for this bridge in Baltimore. Fine. You want to pay for that bridge in Baltimore? I have no problem with that. Cut spending somewhere else. Get rid of the ridiculous government projects. That all the pork that goes on. Mm-hmm. We just had the Republican Party, sign off in the House on another massive spending bill, and they tell us that it's they tell us that we got to pay our bills. That's a bunch of bull excrement. Got to pay our bills. You're not paying our bills. You're using one credit card to pay off another credit card. You continue to spend more, and the fools out there will continue to go to these ridiculous rallies and report support ridiculous candidates. Like it's going to be any better. You think it's going to be any different right now with the current crop of characters that are running for office when it comes to spending? If the Republicans get in, I don't see any difference. Any leading talking about cutting spending outside of Rand Paul or Ron Johnson, few and far between. So, if you think inflation's going away, it's not. And you better plan accordingly, and you better continue to save, and you better continue to invest so your money can outgrow the inflation that's going to keep coming.
Indeed, indeed. Well, maybe a practical example here is the city of Houston. We understand their mayor saying it's broke after decades of overspending. They have a huge deficit. They can't pay their firefighters at this point. So maybe they're looking at some pretty stark austerity measures to get back on track. And this is where we'd be heading as a country.
Well, the city of Houston can't print money,
right.
Whereas our federal government can. And when they do that, they lower the value of the money that's out there. That's what goes on. So, all the people out there complaining about groceries and everything like that, why don't you think about who you've been voting for over the past 10, 20, 30 years that got us in this place? And voting for COVID handouts and giveaways and wars all over the world because we put ourselves in this position.
Chris, we learned so much. I really appreciate what you're talking about, and we're going to look forward to talking to you again tomorrow morning, sir.
Scott, have a good one.
You too. Chris Markowski, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And we're coming right back after your top of the hour news. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We got a lot more coming your way.
Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.